Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood anxiety fighter. And guess what? Today we're diving into something super powerful. Mindfulness and self-awareness in everyday life. Ever feel like you're just reacting to the world instead of truly living in it? Like your mind is a runaway train, constantly thinking, worrying, planning? Yeah, me too. Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing, we have more control than we think. And that's where mindfulness and self-awareness come in. They're not just trendy buzzwords, folks. These are seriously practical tools to help us navigate this crazy world with a little more calm, clarity, and even joy. So, what exactly are we talking about? First off, let's break down mindfulness. It's all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter. No dwelling on the past or stressing about the future. Just focusing on what's happening right now. This could be as simple as noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin, savoring a cup of coffee, or really listening to someone when they're talking. Now, self-awareness is about understanding your thoughts, feelings, and reactions. It's like having an inner detective who helps you figure out what makes you tick, what triggers your stress, what brings you joy, and what motivates you. The more self-aware you are, the better equipped you are to make choices that align with your values and goals. Here's a quick rundown of 5 key takeaways to help you integrate mindfulness and self-awareness into your daily life. 1. Start small. You don't have to meditate for hours on end to reap the benefits. Just a few minutes a day can make a difference. Try focusing on your breath for a minute or two, noticing the sensations in your body, or simply observing your surroundings without judgment. 2. Be kind to yourself. This is crucial. Remember that mindfulness and self-awareness are ongoing practices, not perfection. There will be days when your mind wanders, and that's okay. Just gently bring your attention back to the present moment without beating yourself up. 3. Pay attention to your body. Your body is a powerful source of information. Learn to recognize the physical sensations that accompany different emotions. Do you feel tightness in your chest when you're anxious? A flutter in your stomach when you're nervous? Tuning into these cues can help you understand your emotional landscape better. 4. Challenge your thoughts. We all have those negative or unhelpful thought patterns that pop up from time to time. Try to catch yourself when you're engaging in these thoughts and ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? What evidence do I have to support it? ... 5. Make it a habit. Like any skill, mindfulness and self-awareness take practice. Set aside dedicated time each day to cultivate these qualities. You can even integrate them into your existing routines. Pay attention while you're brushing your teeth. Listen fully during conversations, or savor the taste of your food. You know that feeling when you're completely engrossed in a good book, or lost in a creative activity? Your mind is quiet, focused, and present. That's what mindfulness feels like. It's a state of deep calm and clarity that can help you navigate even the most stressful situations with grace. And self-awareness? Well, it's like having an inner compass that guides you towards your true north, your values, your passions, your purpose. Take me back to last week, for example. I had a massive deadline looming, and I could feel my anxiety creeping in. But instead of letting it spiral out of control, I took a few deep breaths, focused on the sensations in my body, and reminded myself of what truly mattered. Delivering quality work that I was proud of. By being mindful and self-aware, I managed to stay calm, focused, and ultimately successful. So, remember, you have the power to cultivate mindfulness and self-awareness. It's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the impact these practices can have on your life. Ready to take it to the next level? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little more calm and clarity in their lives. And don't forget to leave us a review. It helps others find this podcast and join our amazing community of anxiety fighters. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.